If you've ever been in Boy Scouts or Girl Scouts, or you're big into video games, you've probably earned your fair share of badges. Whether you sold the most cookies in your troop, or finally moved on to level 4, it's an accomplishment you can now proudly display. Badging has been so successful in other realms that professionals are working to translate it into academics. And the badges students earn don't look much different than the kind you earn in, say, Super Mario Brothers.
They're a way of recognizing accomplishment or learning that's digital, which means it can be shared on the internet really easily, like you can post it on Facebook.
That's Daniel Hickey. He's a professor of learning sciences at Indiana University. He's also an enthusiastic proponent of digital badges. He's piloted a series of online courses that grant students a badge for finishing each section, rather than a certificate or class credit. They're a relatively new phenomenon, but almost everywhere learning is happening, people are talking about the possibility of digital badges. That includes pilot programs at a number of state universities, including IU, Notre Dame, and Purdue. Hickey says badges are unique signifiers because they recognize things that can't be listed on a school transcript. Intangible skills, like teamwork, professionalism, leadership, or organizational skills.
They have a lot of evidence in them. I mean, virtually all the work the students did, all their interactions with their peers, the number of times their peers promoted their work as being exemplary, their performance on the exam if they chose to include it.
Okay, so I'm going to act like I'm an admissions counselor or a potential employer. I'm sitting at my computer and I'm going to search on LinkedIn for Sandy Stringfellow. She's one of Hickey's recent students. Okay, so here's her page. We've got her name, her picture at the top. Scroll down a little bit. There's, her summary of her background. And yep, there are her badges. She's got three of them pretty prominently right there at the top. And they look like links. So I'm going to click on one of them. And it looks like we're getting a little bit of the description of the course she took. And if I scroll even more, I'm seeing some of her assignments, it looks like, with some comments. That's pretty cool.
I can list whatever I want on my LinkedIn and say like, oh, I can totally do this, I can totally do this without substantiating those claims at all. But the badge is sort of like an opportunity to say, yes, I did it, but also here's the evidence.
Like Stringfellow, some students earn badges in place of traditional course credit. In most cases, students earn badges to supplement their grades. There are a lot of badge systems, and each is unique. And that leads to the problem badges face. How do developers get employers across the country, or even across the state for that matter, to recognize what a certain badge means if those coming out of IU look different from those coming out of Purdue?
The manufacturers were saying, show us someone who has this badge, who can do the job, and then we'll get on board. Well, the educational systems were saying, show us an employer who's willing to hire someone who has this badge.
Even then, Hickey says, it will take a while. Widespread implementation won't happen unless everybody gets on board. He calls it a chicken and egg problem.
The same way that an employer or an admissions officer really digs more deeply when they encounter something that's unfamiliar, we would expect the same thing to happen with badges. The first time you see this badge, oh, what's that? Drill, 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 drill. Next time you see that badge, drill, drill. Next time you see the badge, cool.
But despite their growing popularity, some experts say badges will never replace the more traditional methods of tracking professional or academic growth. They'll always be supplemental. For State Impact Indiana, I'm Rachel Morello.